97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
If you are a regular listener of the show, you may have noticed that I've been off for about a week. And I just wanted to share kind of what's going on. We unexpectedly lost my mom last Wednesday. And it's been a lot.
I'm sure.
And if you follow me on Facebook, I posted some pictures and announced it yesterday. And I can't tell you how much it has meant to me to see people reaching out and supporting. Carl, I know you lost your parents at a young age. Mark, I know you lost your dad. And it's just, it got you. It's something I've lost grandparents, and my grandparents live with me for 15 and a half years.
Wow. Wow.
Believe it or not, my mom, I don't know how many of the women you know, how many of your wives would allow their in-laws to live with them for 15 and a half years, but we had an apartment in our basement. And that was just the kind of person my mom was. I mean, she was so incredibly devoted to family. And if you've met her, you would probably see that. Just one of the kindest people you'd ever meet. And I know it's easy for me to say that as your daughter, but I am telling you, you know, hearing from friends, childhood friends, hearing from people I now am close with, that's what I'm hearing. You know, you have one little interaction with her and she made you feel like you were seen. And that can be really hard to do, to meet people who can have that impact on you. And I think what's so sad is, I'm sure my mom knew she had an impact on people, but as morbid as this sounds, you kind of wonder, like, well, what kind of an impact will I have? You know, what would people say at my funeral, right? Because we all want to have a lasting impact, right? We want to leave this world a better place. And I don't think most people realize, I think my mom knows she made an impact, but hearing from so many people who have known my mom and my dad together, they were about to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary this year in July. And gosh, I wish she could just read some of these comments that people have been leaving about her. And, you know, I've been processing this and I still have a long way to go. You know, you might hear me being a little quieter just because it can hit me at random times. I'm a little in shock still, even a week later. But I feel like a different person now for many reasons. But, you know, Mark, you and I have talked a lot on this show about how we worked in media. We worked in the TV news business for years, you a lot longer than I did. And we were the people who were told hours, sometimes less than hours after a horrible, horrible tragedy would happen, we were told to go out and talk to the victims' families. And that always made me so incredibly sad to do that. But I have such a different feeling about that now. And I can't read a headline now. Like I look for headlines every morning for this show. If you hear me do headlines at the top of the hour, I come in every morning before the show starts and I look at different websites and I make sure I get the top stories to report. And I see these headlines like community group pays tribute to 4-year-old killed in Castle Point. That's on Channel 4's. We're talking a lot about this horribly, horribly tragic plane crash out of Washington, D.C., where it doesn't sound like likely anyone survived. And I cannot read those headlines now the same way. You know, before I would, of course, that was so sad. And I empathize and I would think to myself, gosh, I can't imagine. But now going through this, having lost someone so close, I think, oh, my gosh, the family, I can't. I just instantly want to hug the family. And I just am thinking, oh, my gosh, like the pain that they must be going through. It just has completely changed how I feel about these headlines. And it's changed me as a person, as far as if a friend or a loved one in my life loses someone very close, I am going to be acting very different. You know, I'm not saying I'm a bad friend, but it's made me realize I could have done better. And I'm looking forward to growing from this in that way. And being there for people, because I have so appreciated people checking in and not even necessarily expecting a response from me, because obviously they understand we have a lot going on right now.
Right.
But just letting me know they're thinking of me has been really helpful.
Well, I mean, when something like that happens, Kim, you're without words, and we're all heartbroken for you. I agree, though, with what you just said. After my father passed away, I've been to untold number of funerals, obviously for my grandparents and others, but until my father passed and I had to go to that funeral and I looked at the faces of the people who showed up, only then did it hit me how important that is to the survivors. I was with you. If I had an acquaintance and they had lost a parent or something up until then, I would try to make the funeral, but oftentimes I'd find an excuse for why I couldn't go, and I just didn't put that importance on that for the survivors. Mm-hmm. And I too have approached those things and those situations with other people mm-hmm. very differently since then. I agree.
Yeah. I think death, you know, I know many of you listening right now can relate, and I'm sure some of you have, in fact, someone wrote on my Facebook page that they lost their mom. She lost her mom 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So some of you might be experiencing this right now, and I'm so incredibly sorry for going through this. My heart aches for you. Death is something, even as an adult, you know, especially kids just have so many questions, including my nieces and nephews. You know, my son's not old enough. He'll be 2 on Saturday, but he's not old enough to obviously ask me questions about what's going on. But I've listened to my nieces and nephews try to understand what's happening. But even for adults, death is just something that there's so many questions and what ifs, and you replay everything back in your head of what could we have done differently and all these different things. And that's really challenging. And I think before, sometimes I've felt like, well, I don't want to bother them. You know, they have so much going on and they don't want to have to deal with a text from me. And that's something that I'm going to do differently, because sometimes it's so easy for me just to want to like completely avoid it because yes. I feel awkward and I just don't want to be a burden to them. But that's something that I have very much. And again, I know everyone handles grief differently. Some of you might not want anybody reaching out to you. Some of you don't want to hear those memories about your loved ones, or at least yet, because it's hard. But for me personally, it means so much when somebody had an interaction with my mom and I can read about that. Like somebody wrote on the obituary in the funeral home, you can share memories. And I've so enjoyed reading some of those. And gosh, it feels good to smile because there's been a lot of heartache over the last week. And someone talked about how she remembered years ago my mom being the only one who ever really walked around barefoot, like all the time. She just loved being barefoot. And that's just so random. And I shared it with my two sisters and my dad. And I am so grateful that we all live within 15 minutes of each other. So right. We've been around, we're an extremely tight-knit family. And we got together all the time. And so I was able to share that with them and, you know, make them smile. And what is special is, and I'm trying to look for the blessings in all of what's going on, because that's really all I can do at this point, and to honor my mom, which I just so appreciate the ability to do that now. And I want you all to know how incredible she was and how much I miss her. But I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. I have so many thoughts going through my head.
I had an opportunity to meet her, I think, two times, right? A couple of occasions, yeah. And what a sweet lady.
She was a listener for almost every morning. She and my dad, they would listen on Facebook, and sometimes I would get a text message from her, and she's just really, she definitely made an impact. And so, I just appreciate, I know you guys are commenting right now on Facebook right now, those of you who are listening, so I appreciate that, and I just hope you all can have some grace for me as I try to navigate this. And I know you both have been great. Everyone here at Odyssey at 97.1 has been fantastic and so understanding. And that's all you can really pray for, right? Is a good support system and an employer who understands kind of what's going on. So for all of you who are listening, who are dealing with us, like, please just, I'm hugging you because I've never experienced heartache like this, and I know it will take time, and I will be able to look back and smile and have so many fond memories of her, and I do, and we've been able to share those in the last week, but just with it having happened so recently, it's just a lot of processing right now.
I'm sure. Well, you know, our hearts go out to you, and obviously your dad, Hugh, and your sisters and brothers-in-law and your whole family.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Get more at 971talk.com.